A code of conduct outlining how organisations can use Australian media content and be made to pay for it has put tech giants Google and Facebook on the attack. The code, developed by the ACCC, is the first of its kind and the eyes of the world are on us. This week, Facebook Australia has announced it will stop allowing publishers and people in Australia to share local and international news on Facebook and Instagram if they're forced to pay Australian media companies for content. Associate Professor Johan Lidberg is a lecturer at Monash University's School of Media, Film and Journalism. He told The Wire's Sarah Martin the company is employing schoolyard tactics.
They're trying to bully both the Australian government and Australian news organisations into submission. That's exactly what they're doing.
Anyone who uses social media will have seen those little tags on Google. Do you expect we'll start to see that kind of a campaign happen on Facebook as well?
I would sincerely doubt that Facebook would go through with this. There are a few reasons for that. If they stop news sharing on the Facebook platform here in Australia, apart from the personal and family stuff, it would be a cesspool of conspiracy theories, misinformation, and a really horrible place to be. So the news snippets on Facebook that is being shared is of high value to Facebook itself. So I would say that this more than likely is jostling for negotiation position. I mean, there's some serious negotiations coming up both between Australian news organisations and Facebook when they're trying to reach a deal, and also probably between Facebook and the Australian government. So I think this is scare tactics, to be honest.
Do you think that the media organisations or the general public will actually be worried about it?
You can't just fob it off, but you've got to ask yourself if the greatest loser here wouldn't really be Facebook, to be perfectly honest. So we have to take it seriously. But by the same token, it is incredibly heavy-handed. And Facebook is already suffering a pretty big public backlash, you know, called a tech-lash at the moment. So I can't see this really building any greater connection back to their users and their audience. And also, it's a sign that both Facebook and Google, they haven't grown up. They haven't matured as companies to take on proper social responsibility, clearly illustrated by Facebook's incredible unwillingness and ineptness in dealing with mis- and disinformation on their platform. They need to grow up. They need to become responsible corporate citizens. And above all, they need to acknowledge that they are not platforms, they are publishers. And being a publisher, with that comes a lot of responsibility in terms of adhering to legal framework, but above all, ethical publication frameworks.
Is there something that the public needs to do to show that there is value in quality journalism, in real reporting, rather than those swirling conspiracy theories that we will be left with?
Well, you can post on Facebook and say that we support independent journalism and news, and we think what you're doing is wrong. And to be perfectly honest, if they don't come to the table and do the right thing here and chip in to make sure that we sort of keep independent journalism and public interest journalism alive in Australia, people should just start deleting accounts. That's what will really hurt.
What we often see in these situations is that the big players have the clout, the financial backing and influence to step up to the table and really push for their rights in these kind of negotiations. But there are a lot of smaller and independent news organisations that might get left in the dark. Is this a concern to you?
Yeah, it is. And my greatest concern with journalism in Australia at the moment is what's suffering most in terms of journalism is regional and local journalism, where it's needed most, sort of where the engine room of democracy is, you know, covering local courts, covering local councils. That's all really problematic, but there are suggestions within this code. For instance, the Public Interest Journalism Initiative have suggested that the smaller players can bargain collectively to even out the playing field a bit. It won't even it out much because, I mean, we're talking about the four global behemoths here. But that's one way of making sure that we get some money flowing back to the regional journalism. Another one, of course, is that eventually the code will need to consider how the ABC and the SBS should get part of this too, and community radio for that matter. And there's been suggestions here that when Facebook and Google uses snippets from ABC and SBS, they should pay money into a public interest journalism fund that can be drawn on by others.
But from your perspective, you feel like the ACCC and the media industry here in Australia is robust enough to stand up to these giants?
That will remain to be seen, to be honest. I mean, Australia, compared to other countries and players in the world where Google and Facebook are, we're a two-bit player, we're quite a small market. But on the other hand, the rest of the world is watching, of course, and this would be Facebook and Google's greatest concern. So that's probably why they are pushing back so hard. But this had to come. We can't have a situation where we allow these giants to remain in an oligopoly situation where they call all the shots with hardly any transparency. It had to come. I can take you back to the US in the 1920s, where there was a very good parallel and interesting example where the oil and steel cartel, where a handful of companies went in and rigged markets and prices, and where in the end the US government had to come in with their trust busting laws to essentially break them up. So we should have done this a long time ago. We never should have allowed them to grow to the size and dominance where they are now. The whole market mechanism is totally knocked out now. So we're in a situation where it's really, really tough and late in the piece to do something, but something has to be done. And Australia, frankly, can't afford to let this one go.
Associate Professor Johan Lidberg, lecturer at Monash University's School of Media, Film and Journalism, speaking with The Wire's Sarah Martin.